Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and your guests. Today's speaker is Father Dominic DeLay and Chaplain Teresa Plenz. It is the Feast of the Presentation of Our Lord, and the readings are from Cycle A.
We're blessed to have Teresa preach today, so my homily will be brief. Did you catch the Christmas song reference in today's gospel story? Two turtle doves. Actually, today's Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, which is one of the oldest feasts in the church, was symbolically placed 40 days after Christmas Day. Have you been counting? And so some have considered it the unofficial end of Christmas. At least that's the excuse we've been giving each other at home for leaving the Christmas tree and nativity scene up. Don't worry, the tree's fake. This feast is also sometimes called Candlemas. You can probably see why. Following a tradition on this day of blessing candles as symbols of Christ. The story we get for today's feast has Simeon and Anna. I did the shorter version of the gospel. Anna comes next. I don't want to leave her out, though. Simeon and Anna proclaiming the joy that the infant Jesus brings into their lives and the life of the world. Simeon has been awaiting the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would not die before he saw the Christ. What a great moment when he strides in the Spirit into the temple, takes Jesus into his arms and says, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace." Then there's the 84-year-old prophet Anna, who never leaves the temple but prays day and night. She's right there giving thanks and proclaiming the Christ to anyone and everyone who has longed for his coming. Simeon's and Anna's longings, their longings were fulfilled. What are your longings? Do you long for healing, peace, or enlightenment for yourself, for the whole world even? Our staff prayed together with this story and expressed our longings for our Catholic community at Stanford, that people of all ages in our community will really get to know one another, for a spirit of contagious joy, that our students will feel welcome and embraced in what is a community built around them, that they will grow as faith leaders and that they will bravely reach out to one another rather than live in isolation. We talked about how we see some of these longings beginning to come to fruition. It's Candlemas, and it occurs to me that lighted candles are a symbol of both longings and longings fulfilled. Is one of those candles your longings? The flame lights and guides our way into the future fulfillment of our longings, and also assures us that fulfillment of our longings is already with us, that Christ is already present in each of us in our Catholic community at Stanford, in the wider church, in the world. May we not be afraid to long for healing, peace, and enlightenment, for the growing fulfillment of those longings has already been born. Merry Christmas.
It was only a child, one among many in the temple lines that day, a child with dark hair and wide open eyes, a and poor parents who didn't have enough money to afford the lamb for their offering. So they had pigeons and turtle doves instead. It was only a child, hardly worth a second glance in the hustle bustle of the temple business. Ritual that was turned to kind of a sacrificial industry. It was only a child, and children were expendable. Death stole them easily, often before they were even born. But this child had lived. So his parents came to the temple to say the prayers and offer the prescribed sacrifice of purification for his mother, his birth having made her unclean for 40 days and 40 nights. It was only a child. And everything was as it should have been. Until somehow the baby ends up cradled in an old man's arms. And all of the layers of this child are suddenly unveiled. As Simeon proclaims to his parents, "Your baby will be the fulfillment of the prophets, a light to the nations, redeemer of Israel, revelation to the Gentiles, sword of division, the Christ of the Lord, God's own child." It was small wonder that Mary and Joseph were amazed. They may have also been stunned, confused, scared, and really hoping to get their baby back in their arms. It seems that God's revelation is often like that. Something unexpected in the middle of a regular routine, a predictable lab assignment, just an ordinary work day. Points of presentation of God's salvation, sometimes sent by unlikely prophets to purify and to change us. Let me give you an example. Several years ago, a graduate student came to talk to me, and he said, "I wanted to thank you for the words that you spoke." It had been a few weeks ago. They meant something to me. They meant enough to me that I'm going back home to visit my parents. I'm studying mechanical engineering. They're both mechanical engineers. They want me to be a mechanical engineer. I want to be a doctor. And because of what you said, I'm going to become a doctor. And I was sitting there trying to remember what I had said and thinking that his parents were going to be very upset with me because no doubt they had invested quite a bit of money and time into his tuition to get him this far. And I didn't know that much about mechanical engineering, but ME sounded a long ways away from preparation for med school. He did it anyway. He kept in contact, and he did become a doctor. And eventually, his parents were happy. From just a few words, right? A fragment, really. Something that was tumbled around, almost forgotten, but in the grace and the power of God, a life was changed. and the world was changed. Father Bob last week told us the story of being chosen third, I think it was, and not last, for a game of kickball. And the captain of the team, because he was always picked last, but the captain of this team saw something in him that others did not, seeing in the remarkable way that God sees, the way that God sees even when we have our eyes shut tight. And we can be blind for a long time, hiding in our routines, in bad relationships, behind the walls we've constructed to protect ourselves. But revelation, or grace, or the Holy Spirit, whatever name you choose, that force begs us to open our eyes and to see things differently, to look with eyes of faith, even when things seem hopeless. And if you can trust just that much, you will see God's revelation, because it's always there. And perhaps there will be a Simeon who appears and sings you a canticle and prophesies your future, but I doubt it. More likely, it will be in the quiet, patient persistence of something or someone you may have seen many times before, but just missed. As Simeon and Anna recognize the face of God in a little child, so will you be amazed at the miracle that's right in front of you. St. Henry Newman wrote, "Revelation is the noiseless progression of God's providence." The noiseless progression of God's providence. In a child, in a word, in the everyday miracles of life. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stanfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.